Beyond Cowboys and Indians, on this moment of Indiana history. The only museum of its kind in the Midwest, the Idle George's collections of both Western and Native American art showcase the aesthetic of the American West in all its diversity. The brainchild of businessman, philanthropist, and art enthusiast Harrison Idle George, the Idle George Museum of American Indians and Western Art opened in Indianapolis in 1989. Born in 1903, Idle George maintained an early appreciation for art nurtured by his artist mother, even as his career led him into the business world. While pursuing coal mining ventures out west in the 1940s, Idle George developed a link with and great respect for the land, the people, and the culture there. As his fortune grew, Idle George amassed a large collection of pottery, basketry, clothing, bead and quill work, and weavings. He not only collected artwork, but functioned as a patron to emerging artists, allowing them to devote their full attention to their art. Idle George eventually decided that his extensive collection should be accessible to the public. He obtained the financial backing of the Lilly Endowment Incorporated to dedicate the Indianapolis Museum that bears his name. Until his death in 1997, Idle George served as chairman of the museum's board and played a key role in the institution's day-to-day operations and growth. The Idle George Museum is located near downtown Indianapolis in White River State Park. This program is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Support comes from the Indiana Historical Society, presenting the Indiana Experience, a new way to live history. Located at the Eugene and Marilyn Glick Indiana History Center on the canal, downtown Indianapolis. Information at indianahistory.org.